Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting ninth. The catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McRae. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Patek steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford bunts towards the mound. Grimsley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wolford moves to second. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Baylor. Otis reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae bunts towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a line drive into center field. Baylor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baylor. Rojas moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rojas scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Royals. Doyle Alexander now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Wolford steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0-for-1 in the game. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Wolford steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Echeverrin and he is safe. Patek steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bumbry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Singleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Grich scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Royals. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. Rojas moves to third. It's 6-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett is walked intentionally. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Baylor, who is chasing the ball. Martinez reaches third base with a triple. Rojas scores. Wolford scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Royals. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martinez tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 10-1, Royals. Al Cowens pinch hits for Amos Otis. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing center field. Frank White now playing second base. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bumbrey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cowens. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Singleton throws the ball into Bellinger, who tags McRae trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.